Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Mondays is now the new home and the new time for Auntie Una, where you've been sending messages into Ask Una, Auntie Una, for advice. And you know what? Auntie Una delivers, and we'd be looking for your help on this on 087-1102-107. Have you got a new one today?
I do, and I think this is quite possibly the most unhinged Auntie Una I have ever received.
I am here for it. I got a copy here.
Buckle up.
Go for it, all right.
Hey, Auntie Oons. Can't believe this person.
All right.
Hey, Auntie Oons.
Oh, this is news.
I can't believe I'm writing this, but here it goes. Myself and the missus adopted a Jack Russell pup a while ago. Her name is Emily Ann.
Oh.
Sweet. Not really a doggy name, but yeah. I had no say in choosing the name, so I just went with it. Don't get me wrong, I love the dog, but she's taken over the house. She's upgraded to sleep in the bed with us now, and if that wasn't enough, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
The missus says she's having a christening for her next month, and she's invited all the lads.
I'm not joking.
She's actually serious. She's an outfit bought for the dog and has organised a catering company. What should I do?
A catering company? Is it dog food that's coming for the dog and all its dog friends? Or is it...
I can't imagine this particular doggy is on dog food. I'd say she's on the creme de la creme of human food by the sounds of it.
I'm giving your dog human food.
It's barking mad.
Oh, these puns are going to be rough.
Yo, positively perfection. Okay, I need to stop now. I don't know what to say. I mean, I say just roll with it. Go have the christening. Enjoy the day.
Christenings, as they are an expensive thing to do, and having one for a dog.
Yeah, but whatever makes someone happy. Do you know what I mean? Just do what makes you happy and let other people do what makes them happy. So if his friends are slagging him, they need to stop slagging him. Because, you know.
No.
What?
No. If they're his friends and if they're real friends, they will take the absolute mick out of him till the cows and cats and dogs come home.
Yeah, fair dues.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they are not slagging you for having a christening for your dog, they are not your friends.
But listen, why not have a christening for your dog? It's a day out. It's a day to celebrate the beautiful furry friend in your life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't christened my children yet.
Oh, God. That's your choice.
So maybe I could have a joint christening for them and the dog as well.
Yeah.
That would be such a lovely day.
You also said something about the name of the dog, Emily Ann.
Emily Ann,
that's a weird name for a dog. What's your dog's name again?
Missy Star.
Full name?
What do you mean?
Is that Missy Star Moonshine back paddle armpit car or something like that?
Missy Star.
Okay, grand. So Emily's a weird name for a dog.
Emily, have you ever heard of a dog called Emily?
No, I like human names for dogs anyway. And if you're going to give them a human christening, why not give them a human?
Human name.
Yeah.
Okay, so has anyone advised for this guy? Let's call him Jack. For Jack and what he should do, and have you heard of canine christenings? You know, is it a new thing that's going to happen?
I like the name of it.
Canine christening?
Yeah.
We should break into that market. Yeah.
Have you got a puppy who needs to be christened? Do you feel like your doggy needs to be welcomed into the world of God and the church? Hey, come to Canine Christenings. We're here for you. Make sure you don't pause and follow us. Take the right lead in the direction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. 087-1102-107. We'll do a better ad for Caitlin Christmas.
Help for Jack.
Help for Jack. So what are we asking? Should Jack just go along with it or just say, here, love, now you're taking the mic now?
And have you heard of a dog christening before, or is this going too far?
Okay. 087-1102-107. Hey, Auntie Una's all the way right there in front of me. What was the advice you were looking for this morning?
So Jack has been in touch. It's about his missus. They have adopted a dog, a little Jack Russell called Emily Ann. And his missus is mad about the dog. She's now sleeping in the bed with him. But she's in the middle of organising a christening for the dog. And Jack thinks it's a little bit too much. He doesn't know what to do.
So, messages coming in at 0871102107. Rita says, Jack should climb the beanstalk and stay up there with a load of twaddle. I knew the world was going mad. People have too much money. Go on, Rita.
Go on, Rita.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then again, if it what keeps people happy.
She's going Christian and the dog. So is she going to give it another name as well as the double bear name it already has? When's the communion dress going to come out?
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Christen this dog or you'll get the kick. There you go.
Hey, very good.
Thanks very much. I take my hat off to my little poetry reading off the spur there. Yeah, it's a difficult one. I think we got one more voice note. Now it's 0871102107 on this.
Who's doing the bloody christening? Scooby-Doo.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, it doesn't look like we're getting any serious advice on this one. I suppose take the slagging.
And roll over, Jack. It's a happening.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.